Welcome back to OTTB on Tap. I'm Neve.
And I'm Emily. Hey, Neve, what's on tap today?
We've got a brand new episode of OTTB on Tap Evaluates Volume 4. But before we get into that, let's do a quick recap of Volume 3.
Yes, last time we evaluated Three Horses, Flowers a Priority, Cowboy Swagger, and Mr. Cellular, each with their own unique pedigrees and post-racing potential. We took a close look at their conformation, discussed their breeding influences, and made predictions on their best sport horse careers.
And we got some great feedback from the owners. So we'll start with Flowers a Priority, our evaluation. We noted Flower a Priority's pedigree featuring Grand Slam and 49er, suggesting she might be a compact, sturdy type with strong sport horse potential. We also analyzed her race record and gaps between starts, pointing out possible explanations. The owner's response was, she definitely is lazy on her front end, and that was our struggle. She's not a cribber, but she definitely wants to brace and hold her head higher working. But you guys were pretty spot on. I do wish her neck came out a little higher, like you said. She's a good girl and really athletic. This picture was taken probably 10 months post-track, and we were working about 6 days a week riding or longlining.
Nice. So sounds like we were fairly correct, maybe?
Yeah.
It's always a little scary because we totally do this blind, as you know. But our next horse, Cowboy Swagger. We said that with the Kentucky Derby winner Grindstone as his sire, that we really expected him to have a confident presence and a strong athletic build. And we were curious about his overall durability with his shorter racing career. And we heard back from the owner, who said, you were very spot on with your assessment of Cowboy Swagger, aka Swags. In the inside picture, he was coming off a 3-month rest, just turned out, and the outside picture was a peak competition season. So he had two very different looking photos. He's 15-3 hands, Mr. Personality, and very sassy, but in a kind, playful way. He is also a barrel horse and won the 2019 RRP Thoroughbred Makeover in barrel racing and was also crowned the Makeover Champion. So he's like the real deal.
Yeah.
He is very athletic and willing and would excel in any discipline, I'm sure. But he's such a nice barrel horse and really loves to go, they said, hashtag zoom fast. So we'll stick to that. Thank you for your assessment.
I will say that if you saw the photo of him from the indoor ring, you would never be like, that was the Makeover Champion. And I just loved it so much because you can see that all the right parts are there. And you look at his breeding and you know there's so much quality in there. So it's so fun to do this type of evaluation. The last horse was Mr. Cellular. Our evaluation stated Mr. Cellular's pedigree featuring Nyquist and Kitten's Joy led us to believe he'd be an athletic, balanced horse with potential for a second career. We speculated about his personality and training preferences based on his bloodlines.
I think also just based on the fact that you look like your old horse.
He did. Yeah, that's true. Who had a reputation for being a little bit naughty.
Bias is real, personal bias.
It is. It's very real. The owner's response was chiming in for Mr. Cellular, aka Celery.
Also,
by the way,
like
cutest name
thing ever.
I know.
Celery.
That picture is about 45 days post track, and his body is coming home in February 24th. I do see how the comment about the roach back came into play from this picture, but it's not a thing in real life. His hocks do sit a bit higher than the knees. As for personality, I wouldn't necessarily call him cheeky, but he is a sensitive flower. He likes a certain kind of rider, handler, and if you're not what he's looking for, you gotta go.
That's hysterical.
Super light cribber. Attaches a video from his first day of turnout. 100% justified my purchase after seeing that. Hoping to have a meter show jumper in the making, fingers crossed. Super fun listening to these episodes.
Also, the video she attached, he looks extremely fancy. He's just trotting loose around the paddock. I wasn't able to download the video because it was just on Facebook, but
if you go
to our Facebook page and look this up, you can see the pictures and videos that the owner's attached.
That's really cool.
And let's talk about the lineup for Volume 4.
First up, we have Buffalo Pride, a 2007 Chestnut Thoroughbred gelding who raced 5 times and made $0 before retiring. Buffalo Pride is by Gilded Time out of a... Is it Charmin or Charmin?
It's like the toilet paper.
Charmin?
Why are
is
you
it
asking
Charmin?
Me?
Charmin? Charm? I don't know.
Charmin Strike.
Charmin Strike by Smart Strike. Guys, we've been recording for hours.
Oh, boy. And then we have two war...
She's okay.
I'm losing it. And then we have two war horses in this group also, both with over 50 starts on the track. The first one is Cora Ann, a 2014 Chestnut Thoroughbred mare by Glasnost, who is by Awesome Again, out of Cora Mariah, who's by Stevie Wonderboy. She ran an impressive 54 times and made over $128,000. And then horse number three is Special Story, a 2012 Dark Bay Thoroughbred gelding by Tail of the Cat, out of Celestial Sweep by Eddington. He ran, get this, 75 times and made over $300,000. These two have serious mileage under their belts, and we'll break down what that means for their future careers.
If you love learning about pedigree and conformation, what works, what doesn't, and how it all ties into sport horse potential, you don't want to miss this episode. Catch it today over on Supercast.
And the best part, when you sign up for Supercast, you don't have to go anywhere special to listen. You can link the premium episodes directly into your favorite podcast app, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you already use.
Plus, we're posting all the confirmation photos on ottbontap.supercast.com so you can follow along as we break down each horse.
It's also just $5 a month for the Backstretch Access tier and $10 a month for the Insiders tier. If you want to just listen to the OTTB on Tap Evaluates episodes, you can do the $5 tier. The $10 tier will get you both this episode every month plus another episode and bonus videos. I also want to add that if we have ever reviewed your horse on an episode of OTTB on Tap Evaluates, we are offering you a free month as a thank you, and so you can hear what we have to say. This goes for past episodes of this series as well.
That's right. If you're the owner of one of the horses we've evaluated, shoot us a message on Facebook or email us at ottbontap@gmail.com and we'll set you up. Otherwise, head over to ottbontap.supercast.com or hit the membership tab on our website to sign up.
We promise it's worth it. And hey, we might be reviewing your next OTTB.
Don't miss out. Join Supercast today and catch the full episode of OTTB on Tap Evaluates Volume 4.
Cheers.
Cheers.